Hey, legends, Fraser Brooks here, coming at you with the Network Marketing Ninja Podcast episode. To be honest, I don't even know what episode number this one is, but I'm excited because today marks the start of our new kind of interview series. I'm interviewing more of the successful network marketers, people who are good people, great energy, great wisdom, great trainings, great stories, great points. I'm so, so excited about that. So today I am joined by Cassandra House. Cassandra, how are you doing?
Good, Fraser. How are you? Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I am super excited to have you too. I am doing amazing. Thanks. So, Cassandra, whenever we do these kind of like interviews, I always want the listeners to get to know a little bit more about you, a little bit more, maybe on not just like your story. We'll go into that in a minute, but I'm just going to ask you some like really quick fire questions, if that's cool. And then you can let me know the answers.
Sure.
All right. So, beaches or cities?
Oh, beaches.
All right, well, do you live near a beach? Like, you're in Australia, like
beaches by the city. I love.
Oh, here we go. All right, Gold Coast, Miami, and Dubai. There we go. You got those two. All great places. All right, cats or dogs?
Dogs. I have a little toy poodle, Paddington. So.
Oh, well, Mando's got a little bit of poodle in him. He's a multi-poo, so all right, they can be friends. So let's go with sneakers, trainers, or flip-flops. You guys call them thongs, so like I don't know, like sneakers or thongs.
Oh yeah, so I've been brought up in flip-flops. Let's call them flip-flops for flip-flops. The sake all of right. The
Do we don't want to confuse anyone here?
I don't want to say I was brought up in thongs. I was brought up in flip-flops.
I love it. So, all right, let's go. Pizza or pasta?
Oh my goodness. Tough, all the questions. I just love both, though. Oh,
I know.
Seafood pasta.
Seafood pasta, like seafood linguine, if that's on the menu. Yeah. It's getting... You and me are very similar. Like, I'm beaches, I'm flip-flops, dogs, and I'm also pasta. So we've got 4 out of 4 here. All right. So
The
curveball. When it comes to personal development, do you prefer to read, listen, or watch?
I'm a big visual person, so I love seeing. So if I see it, I'll never forget it.
There we go. 5 out of 5. You and me are the same human being. This is brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Well, hey, I hope you guys listening in get to know a different side of Cassandra. You get to know, you know, the different things that make her her and all that fun stuff. So, Cassandra, let's shift gears here. Maybe you can let the guys know what your story was like before network marketing, and then how you got involved in network marketing and kind of like where you're at with it right now.
Yeah, amazing. So last year, 2021, I celebrated 20 years as a teacher, coach, and mentor. So I was a full-time school teacher. I was teaching PE and dance. And at the same time, I had my dance studios. So I was Miss House in the day, all day long at school, and then Miss Cassandra all night long at the dance school. So from the age of 16, I started teaching the piano, and then I taught dance and PE for 10 years and literally 14 hours a day teaching for a decade. And I absolutely loved it. Love teaching, love businesses, love entrepreneurship. And then I thought, oh, I want to expand a little bit. I went into purchasing the hair and beauty salon downtown, did a big renovation there, and opened a dance studio store above and started a dancewear line. So I had everything, you know, happening for dance, hair, beauty, all the things. So I always had a love of hair and skin and, you know, makeup for dance and performance and all the things. And at 27, I received a Facebook message offering me my current network marketing company. And this year, that'll be 10 years ago. I just can't even believe it. Crazy. I just thought, you know, how does that time go? Like, it's just crazy. So someone saw me at an event and the Facebook message said, it looks like you like good skincare and makeup. And I was like, yes, you're right. And they wanted to, you know, share this incredible business where we do, you know, share the most incredible health, wellness, cosmetic products. And I said no for 9 months, thinking, I just don't really like get it. Like, I don't get what this thing, this person's sharing with me. And I'm so grateful that they had the courage to reach out, because at the time it looked like, and it, I was very busy doing what I loved. I was one of the busiest people I knew at the time. And I thought, I don't need any businesses, but do you know what I did need is time. I thought, I want more time to do more of what I loved. And even though I love teaching and I love dance and I could still do it to this day, love it with my whole soul, I thought, you know what, maybe I could teach in this network marketing thing, this new thing. And I don't know if you remember, you would remember 10 years ago, network marketing wasn't really the cool thing to do.
Yeah,
I feel like the whole world has just caught up to what we've been doing for a long time. And now it's cool, right? Yeah. But back then it wasn't the thing. And I said no for 9 months. I didn't really understand it. I was doing my, you know, I had 3 degrees under my belt and I was doing my PhD in visualization for sporting performance with ballerinas. And I thought, the top of the company, the saying is the top of the company pays more than your PhD, because I can't say the 3 letters that represent it because that will give that away. But they were like, that pays more than PhD. Let's go. And I thought, you know what? I have on the back of my business card, creating opportunities for others. And I was helping other people start dance studios. I was helping other people become hairdressers, get their nail qualification in my salon, helping other people expand their current business, helping people start dance schools. And I started to franchise it because I love helping other people have a new lease on life. I love helping people have that leg up, get that step ahead. I love helping people succeed and seeing them win. And I thought, if I can, they can, because my motto was, if they can do it in network marketing, I must be able to do it too. So I sort of transferred those beliefs over into network marketing. And then when I said yes to go for it, the penny just dropped one night. And just before I realized that it's what I should do, I thought, you know what? I can teach kids at school and help them be great at sport and dance and health and all of that. Or I can go and help their parents have financial flexibility, time and choices, so those kids have a better life and an even better upbringing. And so I realized that my impact would be bigger in network marketing than in the classroom. And I jumped all in. And so now, about to celebrate 10 years, I'm in the top 1% of my company. I've helped thousands and thousands of people all over the world have that opportunity to have their own business, work from their phone at home, their laptop, travel the world, be present with their kids, all the things that network marketing gifts people, which is just, you know, incredible. And yeah, it was the best decision I ever made. So
no, I love that.
Yeah. In new
no,
place.
You know, I love it. And I think for, because we're very similar, we've already established this. Like my, one of possibly my biggest breakthrough moment was before I actually joined the profession. And it was the, if he can do it, so can I. And a lot of you guys have heard me tell the story. It's so important. And a lot of you guys have heard me tell the story if you're listening in and you've listened to a load of these different podcast episodes. But Salt Lake City, 2009, you know, 10,000 people in the room. I was there just to support my dad, who was obviously building his business. And, you know, kind of like the back of the room next to the fire escape. Like, yeah, this is not really for me. Like, what is this? Kind of like, yeah, I've seen this presentation all my life. Like, I'm not really interested. And then a guy kind of wanders on stage as if he's lost and collects a bonus check for $1 million. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This dude is lost. He's awkward. He's geeky. He's a bit like, something's not quite right. But hang on, if he can do it, so can I. And then a few months after that, that was it. I joined, and the kind of the rest is history. So let's talk more about that, because you have a book. It's called Believe. If I can, you can. Right? If I can, you can. So you love the whole belief conversation. I know you've spoke on stages about belief. I know you've been to events that are all about belief, and you know it's such a huge part of your business and your life in the last, you know, 2 decades of your professional career. Like, what could you share? Because I believe it's one of the fundamentals. The ABC of network marketing is accountability, belief, and clarity. And belief is obviously a big part of that. So what are some of the things or frameworks or tips or tricks or lessons that you could give to the people listening in to really help them understand the power of belief, how they can get it working in their side, and anything that kind of coexists around that conversation?
Oh, I love that. Do you know what? Back to the, if I can, you can, we are so alike, because you know what? I sat there and I just looked around one day. I was brand new in my company. They said, come to the first conference that I could ever go to from Australia. It was in Las Vegas. And I thought, whoa, that's a big conference. Flew over as a team of one. And this story is in my book. I sat there and this beautiful woman at the top of our company came on the stage and she said, if I can do it, you can too. And I looked around and my mum and my brother came with me for that trip. And I just said to them, do you know what? If these women can do this, so can I. Mm-hmm. That is it. That's all I needed to know. Mm-hmm. That what is different between them and me, it's just that they've jumped and they're doing the work. And so that is really the premise of my life, but also the premise of what I've taught my team. And so as my team has grown and flourished and, you know, had a lot of success, I hear often when someone says to them, like, how did you do it? How did you get there? And they'll say, Cass's belief in me. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, this is just, it's just, you know, it's possible. And they just said, look, if she can, and she's our friend, or if she can, she's the lady downtown, or if she can, the girl that buys the coffee from me each morning, then of course I can. And so I've really led with that as my teaching principle. And it really is that, you know, one of the tips I did is I got some of the top income earners in the industry and I wrote down all the qualities that they have that I loved. And then I wrote down all the qualities that I had that I loved. And then I linked them. I drew a line between them. And I realized that so many things, like all people need to listen to on this call, really, Fraser, is that if Fraser and Cass love flip-flops, the beach, seafood pasta, guess what? They can do it. I can too. Like, I would listen to little things like that. It doesn't have to be big things. Look, if you look like us, feel like us, have any qualities like us, if you've even got blonde hair, you like Dubai, look, if we can do it, you can too. And it's just that mirroring. Like, there's no difference between us and anyone else, me and anyone else. It's just that I believe that if one other person can do it, I can too. Just like, you know, the 4-minute mile, Roger Bannister ran it once. And then over the years after that, thousands of people have ran it, but he just needed to go first. So being a PE teacher, being a sporting teacher, I love that 4-minute mile story. And I really led with that. If anything out there, if I dream of anything, I envision anything, I find one person that's done it. And look, let's face it, everything has been done somewhere by mm-hmm. someone. Mm-hmm. Borrowing their belief, taking it on. And that's like my second tip, is borrow other people's belief. If you can't see it yet, put on my lenses, put on Fraser's lenses, like see what's possible through our eyes to see what's possible for you. You don't have to believe like we do from day one. I didn't believe like this from day one. I just believed it was possible if I went for it. And so the book talks around 31 tips for believing in yourself. I put my best work, my best, you know, messages in there. And I wrote this book as the book that I felt was a gap in the marketplace. All the years that, you know, we've done network marketing and someone new starts in our teams, or someone new comes into the industry, or someone's thinking about it. Do you know what the question is they always ask is, yeah, but do you think I can do it? And I feel like I've had to sit with them and talk them through it and all of this. And I thought, you know, I want to make a tool. This is the human size permission slip to believe in themselves. And so I wanted to make a tool that filled that gap, that I could hand over and say, read this. This is not only what's possible, but it's exactly how I've done it and how I've created my belief. Mm-hmm. So the book goes through so many different tips, and, you know, all from, you know, looking, running your day, looking for green, looking for signs and things that show that you're on track towards your goals, having a vision video, having your vision boards, writing your affirmations, speaking belief over yourself, you know, really knowing the mechanisms and the mechanics of believing and what that can do, and having someone that speaks to you in your back pocket, either through the book, through the audio book of it, that really is your belief buddy. Like, I want to be that human-sized permission slip for people, whether I ever meet them or not, whether they ever come across my path or not. I want them to know that they can believe in themselves. And believing is a choice, and it's something we need to choose to do. And just like we train ourselves with anything, we need to train our belief muscle. So, yeah.
So I love what you said there about the belief buddy. And it's so funny as well, because like my dad tells me that he knows my first memory. I'm like, Dad, you don't. He said, I do, because at the time I was elbowing you in the head. And it was when I was sat in the room at his first ever network marketing event in 1987. I was in my mum's belly. I wasn't born. And my dad was saying like, and he was elbowing me in the head. My mom was probably going, ow, ow, ow. He was elbowing me in the head saying, if they can do it, so can I. It's so funny how that kind of works. But I love what you said about belief buddy. So I've grown up on, you need an accountability buddy, which could be called a battle buddy, an MLM buddy, a network marketing friend, like something like that. And as I said earlier, like ABC is accountability, belief, and clarity. So accountability buddy, I think everyone talks about all the time anyway. Like it's just have someone you can talk to about your numbers, about your activity, about, you know, all that fun stuff. Having a clarity buddy is basically a mentor, like to seek clarity so that you can get excited about the future, knowing that you've not been on the right track or you're not been doing the right things. Talk to me about a belief buddy, because like, is a belief buddy someone who already has the belief? Is a belief buddy who has a similar level of belief that you and you work in to increase each other's belief? Like, How does that work? How does that look like? How do the people who are listening in go out there and establish like their own belief buddy? Because I love that concept. I think that's super, super cool.
Yeah, I love that. Do you know what? A belief buddy can be on different levels. I think when we're starting, if you're new in network marketing, your upline, someone that's maybe a little like in your sister line, in your community that's of a similar level, that when you have a tough day or when something happens, they remind you that everything is working out for you. Everything is on the way, not in the way. Everything is working out for your higher good. Teaching each other and holding each other accountable with their belief. So I have a saying, you know, I have unconditional faith and trust that everything is working out for me in my favor and for the goodness of all, because the universe has my back. Mm-hmm. And one of my girls this morning, I said, you know, remember this, you're amazing. And she just wrote back, thank you for reminding me to believe in myself. And it was just that little few words that reminds people that they are worthy and deserving to believe in themselves. They are worthy and deserving to have it all. They truly can go and create the truest, highest, grandest vision that they hold for themselves. And I do think we need belief buddies on different levels. You know, you're a great belief buddy for me and a lot of my team. They are obsessed with you. Yes, they will never come and probably sit down and meet you in Dubai, but you know what? You're their belief buddy for all social media network marketing things. And we don't even have to know the person. So the reason I wrote the book is that you could have, you know, a belief buddy of that level, which is, you know, not everyone can come and sit with me all day long. And I'd love to be able to do that, but I can't. So that is one level of belief buddy. Like, so someone higher and where you want to be, and someone that's where you're at, you know, in a running race, like rubbing shoulders with that person that have the same goals as you. And then I think it's important to have a belief buddy where you're actually breathing what you're learning into someone else. Mm-hmm. So three layers, someone above you, someone that wants to be where you are, and then someone that's calling you to a higher level, just exactly at the same level. So I feel when we practice, when we gather belief, when we breathe it into others, we're actually just breathing into ourselves. Right. Because we're all connected, we're all practicing. So breathing into other people, like even my girl this morning, I said, you know, you're amazing. Just remember everything's working out for you. I just thought to myself, yeah, we're all amazing. Like everything is working out for us. Like it's actually loving. And that's one thing I say in the book, the most loving thing you can ever do for someone is to believe in them. Believe in other people, and it's going to come back to you. And when you are good at believing in others, guess what? You're practicing with them on how you'll believe in your own self.
Keep going. You're making my brain go ting, ding, ding.
Go.
No. It's funny because again, we're very aligned. Like we talk about the 33% or the 1% rule here. So it's the same as environment. So belief and environment are kind of similar in a way. It's sometimes uncomfortable. And it takes courage as well. So like 33% of your time, a third of your time you spend with people who need you, people who you need, and then people who, you know, are at the same level as you. So it's very, very similar. But I'm a great believer in belief. Like true belief requires a lot of courage. And the reason why I would say that I'm a source of belief for a lot of people is that I am prepared to tell the people who don't believe in my vision, who don't believe in my profession, who don't believe in my industry, who don't believe in my company and my products to naff off. Like, if you don't believe in it, like, go away, I do. And I think in the beginning, though, I would listen to the people who were around me and like, let them dampen my belief instead of thinking, no, hang on. Like, I really believe in what I'm doing here. So when you're coaching people and with and even with the book and then generically and outside and all this, do you find that people become their own worst enemy, or the people who they listen to with other things in their life, like their mom and their dad and, you know, maybe people who they went to school with and colleagues, and like they focus on that as their source of belief instead of finding someone who's in a similar path to them or in a similar, like, you know, journey to them?
Yeah, I do. Do you know what? I feel they do if their vision isn't clear enough.
Right.
If their vision is crystal clear, they will look to that first. So we only ever act to the level of our vision, right? So if our vision is close to us, it's just who we're with, our family, and that's the vision, we're going to get pulled down when people, naysayers, people don't see what we see. But when you have that crystal clear, long vision for that future self, that you in 5 years, that you where you're going to be, that you living your truest, highest, grandest vision you hold for yourself, those things will become like water off a duck's back, because that vision is so important. And when the vision is compelling, you will have the courage to do what it takes and step into it. And when you act in courage and you do things and move forward, your belief starts to grow. I feel like, you know, people say, where's belief coming from? I say, you've got to have the courage to jump, because when you have the courage, you'll move and you'll start to see results, and then you'll start to believe and realize how powerful you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
incredible.
Yeah. The vision.
Yeah, no, it really is. I think I say this to my dad often. So my dad's like my biggest mentor, like my hero, like just everything. And
me
like,
too.
Ridiculous. Like, what, my dad is your biggest. No, I'm joking. Nah, like, yeah, my dad is like, well, your dad is mine too. That'd be really fun. That's so cool. So like, I think I say to him, like, one of the things that I underestimated and I didn't value and I didn't think it was important was the fact that he believed in me. Like, and because I didn't believe myself. Like, yeah. So like you say this, like, I always say to people, like, I love it, because point number two is to borrow belief from others. So what I always say to people, like, it's the most important thing. If, like, most people will not believe in themselves, they have to get it from someone else. And that's totally fine. And I think people sometimes feel embarrassed or shy or a bit like silly thinking like, can you believe in this for me? Because I can't believe in it just yet. It's not. And I got it so much from my dad, and I just thought it was a given. I just thought that was just part of being like a mentor. I just thought that was part of like being my dad. But like, after I'd come away from being in the field and went generic and started to look at different things, I was thinking, wow, I had like the greatest accountability partner, belief buddy, and mentor ever. It wasn't dad mode. It was like mentor mode. And I just think I was very lucky that I had it. Right. And I just think a lot of people don't, and therefore they don't succeed, because network marketing is a top down business. It starts with the mindset, including belief, and then it goes into the skill set. You can learn the business all day long, but if you don't have the right vision, you don't have the right belief, you don't have the right mindset, you're never going to win. So you were in a similar situation with your dad. Was it like forced onto you, put onto you, or were you like, dad, I need help, like, help me out, like, what can I do? Or was it just one of those kind of like, you know, because there's that saying, isn't there, when the student's ready, the master will appear kind of thing. But there's also the other side of the spectrum of like, no, the master is going to help you now because you're an absolute disaster at this situation and I need to help you out. So what was that like for you?
Oh my goodness, Fraser. I'm like, have we been separated at birth? I'm confused.
I think we might have. Yeah, I'm starting to consider that too.
Because do you know what? I've actually never met anyone else that said this. And this is exactly my story, is that, and it's like the opening of my book, that my mom and dad were very, very supportive. My dad especially used to say, from a little girl, I used to run into his office with these ideas and he'd say, if you think you can, you can. Mm-hmm. And belief was instilled in us that anything we put our mind to, we can achieve. And then when I went into network marketing and I reached the top of the company in, you know, record time, and all these people are promoting, and they used to say, we don't know how we got here, but Cass's belief in us. And I thought, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I thought just everyone believed in themselves. And I really now, 20 years later of, you know, starting business, I'm 36, my whole life, my dad has breathed belief into us, or into me. And not network marketing, just very entrepreneurial, very hardworking. To this day, the only reason I'm the leader and the belief coach that I am is because of his injections of belief subconsciously that I didn't even know. I didn't even know that other people didn't have that. And it's only come to my realization about a year ago when I started the book. And I thought, this is all based off my dad's teaching that he said to me, if I can do it, you can do it. If you put your mind to it, if you think you can, you can. That was his motto. And, you know, I rang him about 8 weeks ago for a really big opportunity. And he said, if you think you can, you can. You'll never regret what you don't do. You'll regret what you didn't have a go at. And I thought, yeah. And I just thought, without that, I wouldn't be this person. And this coach, I wouldn't have the skills. And for what comes a lot naturally, like you would experience, we don't realize the blessing it has been to live in a house of belief from day one.
It's incredible.
I feel like we have to give it away. We got to give the gift away.
there's a great old school saying of trust the fundamentals, test the tactics. So what's meant by that is like there are fundamentals that just make people move in network marketing. Like, you know, the mind, a lot of it's mindset. And a lot of people, though, they go to events, they listen to podcasts, they read the books for the tactics because they're trying to find the next thing that's going to move their business ahead in the short term. And I'm a tactical trainer. So almost all the trainings I do, there will be do this, do this, do this. And you can actually go away and do it. One of the reasons why I started doing that is because I would go to so many events. I would get all the wow, but never the how. I was like, wow, that was so cool. And then by Monday, Tuesday, I was like, what do I do? Like, I don't know what's there. And it just drive me nuts. However, if you actually look back in the future, if you look ahead, sorry, not look back. If you look ahead into the future, most people are going to come to you and thank you and be grateful for you and tell you that you changed their lives because of something to do with the fundamentals, with belief or vision. You gave them the vision, you gave them the clarity, you gave them the belief, not, Cass, I just want to say thank you so much. You changed my life because of that Facebook Live tip you gave me. Like it always comes back to that. So it's so important. So for anyone out there who maybe listens in or thinks like, oh, you just give me the tactic. Like, just tell me how, like, what's that one? Like, please turn the frustration into fascination and be fascinated about how you improve your mindset, your belief levels, your clarity levels, how you can get self-motivated. Like, be fascinated by that. So Cass, tell me about I was calling you Cassandra in the beginning. Now we're on like best friend terms. I'm like, Cass, you know, like I'm going full in with the four letters, and you're Aussie as well. So like everything's shortened, like smashed avo sandwich, like, you know, and all this fun stuff. Right. You know, yeah, I'm partial to a smashed avo from time to time when I'm over there in my thongs over in Australia. Oz. So, all right. So tell me about the book. Tell me and the rest of the guys about the book. Like, why should the guys go over and get a copy of the book right now?
Oh, you're so good. Honestly, I feel you. So I used to sit at events too and think, yeah, that was all good. Like, the story's good. And I see how you've done it, but how did you get to that belief? How did you get to believe that if I can, you can? Like, how, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is why I'm super passionate about the book. Yes, it's the umbrella of belief. So you'll come away believing in yourself so that you can believe in others, so that you can truly believe in your future vision. But I was like, I want to teach them how, because you can't say, well, just believe. Because not everyone has the upbringing we've had, right? So not everyone knows, oh, yeah, well, you just decide that you do and you're worth it and you can and find someone that's done it. And so what this really is, and I'm super proud of that, is that it's how to believe. It's 31 steps on how to believe. So, for example, how to give yourself radical permission. And, you know, every single chapter has a little challenge, like a little worksheet at the back that actually makes you put it in. So for example, number four is know what you want. And the challenge is what I desire and deeply want is mine. I believe that I'm worthy and deserving of this for myself because I am. My top three wants, my number one focus, what areas of life do I know what I want in? Like it actually teaches you how I've done that to succeed. So it gives you the example of what I've created because of doing the skill, teaching you what the skill is. And then the third step of the chapter is how you apply that skill to your life. So you actually know how to believe, so you can be a beacon of light to actually pass that on. Because we also don't want to just be the belief beacon and our whole teams don't believe with us, right? So this teaches you how to believe in you, how to believe in, you know how to teach it and then how to pass it on to other people. And so this is probably my best works when people say to me, like, you know, I want to work with you. I want to be coached by you. I want to, you know, sidelines, things like that. Honestly, if you want to get to know me, you want to know how I've done it, get the book. It's on Amazon. It's on Audible. And if you go to my website, CassandraHouse.com, you can get my free 21 days to believing in yourself. And that also is offered in the book in the opening. And it's a live 21-day course that I take you through daily video and a daily challenge. And it literally is me sitting across from you on screen for 21 days to build the habit of believing. And so that I can be your human-sized permission slip to believe in yourself when you're at home and alone.
I love, you know what I love? Like it's funny because again, alignment, it's so crazy how this works out. Like I get asked a lot as well, like Fraser, you got a lot of trainings out there. Where's the best place to start? And I'll always say the book. Like I'll always just say, like, start with the book. You'll get to know a little bit more about me. It means you'll start getting my email newsletters, which are full of value. And you know, the rest of it you can kind of figure out. And it's just so funny whenever I say that. I feel that the person looking at the message thinks, oh, you're just saying that because I've got to buy a book. But it genuinely, like Cass is saying as well, it genuinely is the best place to start with so many different people, especially with good books as well. So they if they go onto Amazon, they type in Believe, If I Can, You Can, it's going to come up, right? If I Can, You Can by Cassandra House. You guys can start calling her Cass, like I call her Cass now, because we're all friends here. Whenever you get given value from someone and you know you support them, you're now automatically friends for life, best friends for life. But yeah, and then follow what the book says. Don't just buy it. Read it or listen to it with the Audible version and let Cass know what your favorite tip was. There's 31 tips in the book. I guess 31, is it 31 tips and 31 like dares or like actions to take, or is it just with some of them?
31 chapters, and each is a strategy of believing. Wow. I weave my story through sharing how that's enhanced an area of my life or business. So I show the proof of what it does, but then how to do it. And then the challenges at the back. And so, but I agree. I'm like, when we say just read the book, I'm like, if we're going to put a book out, it's going to be the best of what we have. When I'm holding nothing back, it's a book. Like when I released this book, Fraser, it went out and I thought I had this like moment of like, delete. I'm like, what if it's not? What if it's not like, like it is actually our soul on the shelf. So if you want to buy a piece of our soul, this is it.
That's for sure. You know, I think as well, I think you guys will start to feel yourself developing after like two or three of them. Because so many people's belief levels are minus levels. This is just going to neutralize it to begin with and then start to improve it. So Cass, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for the time, but thank you so much for writing a book that's so needed by so many people. Belief, again, is one of the fundamentals to having massive success in life, not just in network marketing. And it can do a lot for you. It definitely did a lot for me. So how do people, here we go. How do people follow you on social media? Like, what's your Instagram handle so people know?
You're so sweet. Cassandra House _. I don't know who owns the full one, but I've got to use an _.
And just so you guys know, it's _ is in the character _, not like, don't write Cassandra House _, right? So here's the dares. I've got two dares for you. The first one is help us raise awareness of this awesome podcast episode. I hope you guys got value from it. All you got to do by doing that, take a screenshot of what's on your device right now. It should be the Network Marketing Ninja podcast artwork. Post that onto your Instagram stories. Tag me @FraserBrooks online and tag Cassandra House underscore, which is Cassandra House underscore, into your Instagram stories. Maybe write something on there to let us know what you like best about this episode, to encourage people to check this podcast out. I will definitely engage with everyone who tags me in one of the stories. It's something that I do. You guys know that if you listen in. The second there, Cassandra's like, yeah, I'll do the same, right? The second there is to get your copy of the book, get a copy of the book and make a commitment to finishing it in a 31-day window. There you go. Or like a 62-day window. Commit to it, you know, reading one chapter every day or two or 3 days, and just get it done and get the exercises done as well. So, you know, don't just be a note taker or, you know, don't just be a note taker or a learner, be an action taker, be a doer, and you're going to get great stuff. So Cassandra, thank you so, so much. Cass, thank you so, so much. I really appreciate your time. It's super, super cool to finally meet you on video here and have a chat with you. And I'm excited for the next time.
You're amazing. Thanks, Fraser. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. You're just incredible. And thank you for all the things you have done for us, our industry, my team. They love you. They are absolutely mind blown by what you bring to the table and what you bring to network marketing. You are truly the ninja, for sure.
You're too kind. You're too kind. I appreciate it. Big, big love. And we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Fraser. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.